Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. This podcast will be released on April 20th. That is the 420 day of celebration. And if you don't know what that is, go ahead and look it up. But we're going to begin with a song that is appropriate for 420 celebration. It's a great Dizzy Gillespie composition. You're going to hear it performed by Cannonball Adderley and Milt Jackson. Let's listen to Groovin' High. Thank you. Yes, Veronica Swift putting on her best Janis Joplin, if you ask me. From a self-titled album, Veronica Swift, we heard Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And that one song is not an indication of what that album sounds like. She goes through an incredible varied performance, everything from sweet ballads a la Sarah Vaughan to show tunes to operatic singing. Quite a varied set from Veronica Swift on that album. You should check it out. And before that, we heard from Ulysses Owens Jr. from the album A New Beat, also featuring the saxophone playing of one of my favorite young alto saxophone players. She did her schooling in Hartford, Connecticut. That's where I know her from. Her name is Sarah Hanahan. Look out for her. But that album by Ulysses Owens Jr., A New Beat, we heard the track entitled Better Days, and we started things off with Cannonball Adderley and Milt Jackson from Things Are Getting Better, originally released in 1958. We heard, in honor of 420 Day, we heard Groovin' High. The last two tracks you heard, Ulysses Owens and Veronica Swift, I was hip to those albums through Jazztodon, a jazz-centric social media platform that's part of the Mastodon network. I post to it frequently. Check that out, jazztodon.com, and join into the great conversations going on there at jazztodon.com. This next track also I was kind of hipped to through Jazztodon by this tenor saxophone player, Joel Fromm. He also has roots in Hartford, Connecticut, where he went to high school at Hall High School in West Hartford. He has a great album out entitled I'm Old Fashioned. And we're going to hear the jazz standard, Just One of Those Things, from Joel Fromm. Thank you. That is from a fine drummer and composer and big band arranger. His name is Dan Pugach. He's got a brand new release with his big band entitled Bianca. And we heard the track Schleppin'. And I can just imagine that track was written about schlepping all that heavy equipment around that a big band has to do. Before that, we heard from a San Diego artist, a bass player. His name is Mackenzie Layton. He's got a brand new album out entitled I Remember. It's got an all San Diego ensemble of Mackenzie Layton on bass, Ian Harland on vibraphone, Ed Kornhauser on piano, and Tyler Krutel on drums. And we started out that set with Joel Fram from the album I'm Old Fashioned. We heard Just One of Those Things. We're going to continue on with a composition that I heard covered in a local jam session, and it's a track I really like. It's a Chick Corea composition, this time performed as a duet with Gary Burton on vibraphones. From the album Crystal Silence, we're going to hear the title track. Thank you. A great composition and wonderfully performed by Gary Burton and Chick Corea on vibes and piano. Crystal Silence. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a weekly podcast on jazzandbeyond.com. You can also hear us over the airwaves in the greater Hartford area at WWUH 91.3 FM on your dial, and an internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. So come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to end this program with a great tune from Hank Mobley from his 1968 album, Reach Out. We're going to hear Up, Over, and Out. Thank you.